This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the second half of Bachelor Happy Hour. We are here again with our lovely couple, lovely engaged couple, Charity and Dotton. So let's get going. All right. Because I want to be like, how are you guys feeling? But I know how you guys are feeling. So you want to kick this thing?
Let's do it. Joe, shut up. Great job on the
intro.
Stop
talking. You are the worst. Just for our listeners, if you do like me, I'm sure you could find me somewhere else. This is my last podcast. I'm probably going to get fired. So I apologize. But yeah, you guys can find me.
You're doing great.
At Joe Bobbly 1 Instagram.
That's it for you. Right. You're cut off. Thank you. Okay. So we ended off last episode recapping the Meet the Family. And the next thing we saw in the episode that we have to get into is your guys' last night together and the adorable treasure hunt that Dotton put together for Charity. Let's talk about it.
So sweet, Dotton. Such a sweet guy.
You can basically, I guess, talk about like how you like came up with that, and then I just will talk about how I fainted over that necklace. But we'll start.
You know, I think going into that, I wanted to do something that kind of reminded her of the journey that we've had. And this fairy tale that we have just been able to live through up until that point. And what better way to do that than like just kind of track the journey that we took from night one till that night. And, you know, I actually had to kind of like fight a bit with some of the producers to get that idea through. They wanted something else that was a little bit more like minimal. Like, it's usually simple, but I'm like, this love isn't simple. Like,
we gotta
do something right for this girl, and she's special. And so I put a lot of thought into that over the next couple of days, and I was like, just had like an aha moment, you know. Initially I wanted to do it outside, like take her on the beach and like go like miles, like a real treasure hunt, have her dig, and I'm like, dig, girl, dig.
The sands of a boat, jump in the water.
Oh, literally.
Like,
I mean,
scuba dive.
Two hours, time you.
I could just see two producers. He thinks it's a fairy tale. Just let him go. just let him out there. Right?
Let Don be free. Live at his fairy tale. But the treasure hunt's got to stay in the room.
Yeah,
pretty
much. Oh, so yeah, that was kind of the compromise. Was like, okay, we can do something. But that's probably a better idea anyways. And so, yeah, like the idea came like last day. I was like, I think this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was so gracious in getting that, putting that together, I should say. And yeah, it was just perfect. It was perfect in every way. It's very me. It's very like how I would want to have approached it. Mm-hmm. And so that was just the idea and the motivation behind it, was mm-hmm. to just kind of show her and then give her something that to me is just kind of like a foundation of our relationship, which is like just two kids who just like have always had so much love to give.
I lost it at that necklace because I was like, oh, it's just a necklace. And then like, of course you open it. And it's like the pictures that we both gave each other. And I'm like, stop.
And I feel like that was such a cute callback to your date at the drive-in.
Yes, it definitely was. Because it's like, that's where we like kind of recapped our childhood and just like all this moments. And then I was just like, now I have like this like peace forever, but also like, well, at that point, but yes, I have you forever. So it was super sweet. Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah. And that was, and that Joey's was before that, correct?
Yes.
So that was it. And then.
Dalton was the night. It's crazy because Dalton was literally the night before proposal.
Wow. Okay.
Insane.
So, okay.
So much stress.
So Charity. Now, obviously it's very difficult. You know? It's almost impossible not to have feelings for two people when you get this far.
I think say that one more time.
It is.
Because people don't get that, but like this shit is so for real.
Yeah, no, I'm assuming it is. After you left that treasure hunt date, mm-hmm. what were you feeling? Did you know? Did you have any clarity after that date? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Told you.
Yeah.
That's funny because
actually you told me
and you guys, I don't know if this was shown, but like after doing that, even me, I felt so confident because I'm watching it back to him. Like, this is so dope. Like, it's got to be me too. I'm like hoping it's me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know what's going on elsewhere, but I'm like, it's got to be me.
Yeah.
And then she said something and she was like, oh, I just don't know. She said something along those lines.
Yes. Yes.
And then I was like, holy shit.
And
like,
we see you say, this is the first time there's ever been any open acknowledgement that there's someone else here. Okay. And that really has me in my head a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad that's there. That was really eye opening for me again, because I hadn't really focused on anything else outside of that. And neither had she. So that was the first time that like, oh shit, this is very real. Mm-hmm. I could get my heart broken tomorrow. So mm-hmm. it was a really interesting like high and an instant high low. And reality gut check in that moment, which is probably good, you know, probably better like for me. And it, again, it made me want it so much more in that next day. And, you know, that's why I couldn't get two words out the entire day just thinking about not leaving mm-hmm. Fiji with her. But yeah, really, really powerful night overall. Mm-hmm. And
I think like leading up to that moment of the end of the night with him, obviously I had like my last chance with Joey, and then his meet the parents and last chance was the next or the day after. So after leaving his date, I want to say like I knew, but I still had to like kind of sit on it a little bit. But obviously I had reached my, I guess, like I knew in my heart. So I was like, yeah, this is it. But it's also, again, like it comes with that other half of like, fuck, I made that choice. And it's now like dealing with these emotions of how do I get to the point of now I just spent a day with this other person. And it's like, now I have to like bring myself to like come to terms with saying goodbye, which is like the really difficult part of all this. And for me, something that I struggled with, like I struggled with it throughout this whole season, like even like Rose Ceremony 3, I'm like, why am I crying? Like, but it's like, I don't like saying goodbye to people. And I don't like being like a contributor to other people's pain. And I don't, obviously in that moment, I don't know how Joey is going to take it, but I could imagine at that point for anyone, it's like, if your feelings are in this and if you're invested in this, it's like, yeah, you definitely think that there's a big chance that I could be the one, but also there's this chance that I could not be it. Mm-hmm. And so I did like ultimately like decide that night that Dawn was like, it made sense. I was like, this is my person and I'm not going to fight this. Like, I'm not going to try and sit and figure out. Like, I think obviously, again, just referencing back to the fairy tale and like the too good to be true. I was like, I think everything that was going on, I was trying to like, is there something I'm missing? I was trying to like make like such logical like decisions with every single thing and look at every single like dissecting it all. But like, I was like, no, like this is just, this is why it makes sense because it's been this way. Like there's nothing I need to look for to go wrong. So obviously, yeah, I had to kind of come to terms with all of that. And then obviously we see proposal day, just a very difficult
yeah. What? Going back to that too good to be true and like that moment, because like obviously that's where I was like, this is great, like this fairy tale has to end with us. But then how you say that, I was like, she's still thinking about it. I'm like, what is Joey doing? Like, did he take her to space? Like, I'm so confused. I'm sorry. That's just how I felt. I was like, what is this dude? Like, what is going on? Like, Joey's.
He's like, I just did a full treasure hunt. Yeah, and she's poor. What is Joey doing?
I'm like, yo, you must be crushing it. Like,
Charity, was there any part of you that that threw that in there, like keeping him on his toes? Like, just so you know, Dawn, like in your head, you're like, it's probably you, but.
No, like the way, like, I don't have time to sit there and be like, let me like try and get in his head. Like I was literally going through so much shit in my own. I'm like, I'm not trying to figure out like if you think you're ahead 20 feet or not. Like, sorry, no, but like, I'm not giving you that much, but it's like, no, like, yes, Joey, like obviously we know, and like I have so much respect for Joey. So like, yes, like my feelings for Joey were very much real, but it's just like, it boiled down to like, let me look outside of this like environment and let me look outside of like this world that we've been living in. It's like, who is like where my soul is truly like just immersed with at this point. And it's like, Dawn was the one like at that point. So no, I didn't throw out the lingo of like, I don't know, like just to be like, let me fuck with him. Like,
just for funsies.
Yeah, like I was not doing that. But I mean, obviously it came out because like that genuinely was like where I was at. I was like, I don't know. But like, I knew, but I also was like, I'm not going to tell him like, yeah, like he's the one and see you tomorrow. Like that's just so fucked up. Like I'm not doing that. So the I don't know was definitely real. Like that was a real.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So then just to clarify, because I do think our listeners will be curious about that. So that moment where you did open up about kind of how you were feeling and mm-hmm. the fact, you know, hey, there is someone else here. I have a big decision to make tomorrow mm-hmm. really came from then just a moment of like transparency of where you were at in that moment.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for the record, like the whole time, you know, watching it back, obviously there's going to be people who are like, yeah, like you were always in the front. But I never believed that. I think I've told you, right? Like, I could try to rationalize it, but I purposely like did not want to think about it that way and like mm-hmm. erase and just build on the love. So it wasn't until that last day where everything counted, where I was like, okay, let me see where we're at. What are the chances? Because the next day is going to be the big day. So it was only until that last day, but I didn't go through that season thinking like, oh yeah, like never that. Like mm-hmm. that was never the case. It was just to build. And then at the end, you kind of like take.
But if you did, that's okay. Like if you were like, I feel like it's me and him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I mean, paradise is definitely different, but I was like, I'm the person for Joe yeah. and like, he'll figure that out or he'll be wrong. Like, mm-hmm. I felt yeah. really strong in like, I'm the right person for you.
That's fair.
And it's okay. Like, if you didn't feel that, it's okay if you did though. If yeah. you were like, I feel like I'm the person for Charity and she's the person for me, but I don't know where I'm at in like the standings of all the men.
No, that's
not fair. To put words in is your
that,
mouth.
Like,
but
did you think that? Like, or no. did you have those thought processes of where you're like, obviously it's down to you and Joey and it's like not like to like shit on him or anything, but like did you ever be like, oh, like I definitely feel like I'm a better like
fit?
Yeah. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
No, of course. And that's what I'm saying. Like that didn't start happening until Fiji, and then especially the last couple of days. Like I said, I really like churned that part of my brain off that was comparing like entirely. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until the last couple of weeks, and then I started to definitely be like, okay, as I compare everything to what I know, obviously without knowing what you guys are doing when you guys have your time,
yeah.
like, what does this look like? And I'm like, there's no way. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine you not picking me. And in my heart, I'm sure I felt like it would have been a mistake not to. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I'm not going to. Love is love. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy and that shit don't make sense. So, like, maybe if that was the case, I'm like, that's the type of love that she wants. But, like, the love that I'm looking for, not the love that she had expressed. That she, you know, some people, you know, they make choices. Maybe not the best. And so, but for what I wanted, what you had expressed that you wanted, mm-hmm. I said this made too much sense. So yes, I did believe that. But again, like, and you also don't want to get your hopes up and get destroyed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that would have been really painful. So I'm sure there's a self-defense mechanism too, a little bit.
Yeah.
At the end of this show, there's always a pretty solid case for the second person to become the next bachelor. Mm-hmm. Did your head ever go there?
Never. That's the one thing that actually never even came close. No. Like, first of all, I didn't, I'm not like a producer.
Charity,
I'm like,
I think he's fucking lying.
No, because I know
the reason why. What is wrong with you? What are you trying to do to this happy couple right now?
He's not doing shit. Let's be clear. Joe is not doing shit.
Joe's like, Charity, he was there for the wrong reasons. I have no evidence to prove it, but I'm going to put that out there.
I'm grounded.
So weird.
But no, I think it helped because I think just because of like hearing Don's backstory, like Don, we talked about this so much too after like proposal too, but like just knowing like how he got here, like he's not a reality TV person, he does not watch this type of shit, and then like the fact that like he got here, like it just was all like it was truly all fate, like mm-hmm. 2 weeks before, like that, y'all know how long casting is, and then like the fact that he didn't even know didn't even know like this was an engagement at the end. It's like I don't even think he understand like the format of like, oh, like certain placements get like to this, you know, like he doesn't know like the works of
no,
the show.
No, you clearly didn't know what was going on. Which was amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I love this. Like there was like a level of like innocence like to him.
And I kind of figured that knowing that you didn't know there was a engagement when you signed up for the show.
I mean, I need going back to like going on the show, so the full story about like what made me decide to go on it was 2 weeks before is when everything started, and then 2 days before I got approved, and so I was still probably a no. And then I was watching the Woman Tell All, And I had no idea they chose people from. I thought it was everybody was random. I thought every bachelor, bachelorette was a random person that was. So I didn't even know. So when I was looking at her, I was like, oh, it'd be dope if she was the bachelorette. Not knowing that.
But it could it be her? Because it's got to be
literally, random. Literally that. And then she was chosen. And I was like, oh, this must be rare. Like, I really.
They made an exception this season. Don's like making up his own rules for the show.
I'm not even kidding. Literally. Because I always thought that. So, like, to give you reference, like, my brain wasn't even there of like, oh, bachelor, but that. I would have not. I'm sorry. Like, Bachelorette's hard enough. The screen time is hard enough. I can't imagine being the lead and having me on like 50% of the time. Giving like that is like
I can't either.
So it's like so yeah. So that thought didn't even come until like probably way after everything ended. And I was like, oh my god. Like, I guess there's a chance that you could have been bachelor if you weren't chosen. But
god
yeah,
damn don't.
It. Stop it, Joe.
Enough. Enough video.
It's not too late, Jeremy.
All right. Let's find out.
So let's jump to engagement.
Yeah.
Should we go there?
Okay. I have so what I don't know what this is from, but you know the line, with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, that's a good one.
What is that from?
I'm not
probably
sure.
From Spider-Man.
Like, it's from like a fairy tale.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
His uncle was like,
yes.
With great, great responsibility.
Yes.
And then he passed away.
I should know that. I love Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. We just saw the new one, too. Yeah.
His grandpa. Yeah.
His grandpa.
It's 100% Spider-Man.
Yeah,
stop
okay.
playing with me.
Good right. job, Don.
I know.
Good
I'm
job.
Like,
so that is the line that comes to mind on this episode of The Bachelor and Bachelorette when I look at the lead and I'm like, with great power comes
truly.
Great responsibility.
Truly,
because you're entering into like the best and worst day of your life a little bit.
It quite literally is like the best and worst. And like, I can't, again, cannot explain like the extremes. Like, it is so extreme, and obviously, like, it's just an emotional goodbye. And I didn't think, I don't want to say I didn't think that I was going to be overcome with that many emotions or, like, feel that, like, intensely about it, but it's, like, you almost can't help it because, again, like I said, I do struggle with, like, saying goodbye to people or just, like, having to, like, you know, feel like, to a certain degree, I'm, like, contributing to someone else's pain. So, like I truly yeah. couldn't confront him, and I was, like, this is just going to be awful, but, like, obviously, like, yeah, he got to, and it's like, I was like, in order to get to like the next step and the happy ending, like, I have to face this. It's like, this is like the biggest and the last hurdle I have to do. But luckily, like, Joey is just like very understanding, and like, it's emotional for him too, but like, he was also very much like looking out for my emotions too. And I think he didn't want to like give off too much, like, to where he was like, I'm gonna like make her feel so much more worse in this situation, because I'm over here like I can't speak. But I mean, I got through that, but it was not easy in any sense, like the absolute worst. And if anyone ever is in this position, you would understand, but for those who at home who don't understand, it's not easy.
So I don't know how anyone can sit at home and be like, that was easy. And there's people that probably do it, but like, I can't even imagine being in that position of like, obviously, you know, I've made this decision to pick the person that I love right. and I'm going to spend my life with. But to have to hurt anyone for whatever reason is painful.
Yeah,
I thought you did a really good job. I liked when you stopped and you were like, I need to get it together because I want to give you, you know, this closure
correct.
And these words. And yeah, it was really heartbreaking to watch all around. But, you know, we could take this time to give Joey a little shout out.
Yeah, he's fine. We're done with Joey. All right? A little stab. He's fine. He's the next bachelor. Can't wait to watch him fall in love. But Joey, you know what? We've had it. I can't talk about Charity. Charity and Joey no longer exist. They're no more a thing. If you like them,
Joe.
You don't like them anymore. But we can't wait to watch Joey's journey as the next bachelor.
Yes, we can't wait truly. To follow his journey.
And we will send Joey all of our well wishes.
Of course.
Truly,
like, absolutely.
Obviously, so much respect for him. And I told him, always will have love in my heart for him. So I know he's going to crush it.
Yes. And this was just one step on his journey
correct.
To find love.
Yeah. Truly. Listen, I was in that seat last season. So here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Were you, did you, when you walked out for the engagement, did you know it was you?
No.
Yeah. I can see that though. No. Watching it, I was like, he doesn't.
You don't understand. I was like doing everything in my power to be like, it's you, without saying it's you. But like, obviously that takes away from the magic, but I was like, hey. I was like, how are you feeling? Really good.
Well, you see the smile in your face. Your smile was so, you like lit up the screen.
When
you did start talking, I was like, ooh, she's playing him a little bit.
She's playing games with him. Correct. But obviously, like, when he first walked out, I could see he was not smiling. And that was like the first time I've ever seen him.
I know. He's looking.
Not smiling at me.
And I was so serious. And
for a moment, I thought I was like, this man is about to say he doesn't want to get engaged to me, and I'm about to be royally fucked because I'm like, I just said goodbye to Joey, and now this one is the one proposed to me. So I was freaking out. I'm like, please just like smile, like do something. And I was like, trust me, like it's okay. Like I was like, trust me. I kept saying, trust me. And he was just like, I don't trust you.
Until this rings on your finger, exactly. I don't trust you.
You're also probably extremely nervous, I'm assuming.
Yeah. There's nervousness from obviously, and again, like, you know, don't want to get too much into it, but the time from, I just had my last chance date the day before. I just learned about like the proposal and when to write it the day before. So it's like trying to figure out, okay, how, make sure my proposal is what I want it to be, right? So there's that fear going in your head, make sure it comes off right. But also the biggest thing is, yeah, like you might get rejected. And again, like there was no doubt that I wanted to leave with her, and that makes it harder to accept the fact that I might not. And so, and again, I talked about it a little bit in one of our one-on-one dates where like there is this fear of failure that I have. Yeah. And so now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, here I go. I might fall flat on my face. I want this thing really bad. And, you know, maybe she might not want me. And she did give me all the validation from start to finish throughout that anyone could have ever asked for, any contestant on this show. But at that point, it's not a show. It never really was for me, especially then. And so it was very serious. And knowing that you're either going to be completely heartbroken and devastated, or you're going to be engaged. Those are two extremes either way, life-changing. And so that's where the seriousness was came from. Yeah. And I'm still, I don't know. Like, I think about today, I'm like, I struggle whether I'm happy with being that serious, or maybe I should have been more playful. No,
it's fine. I loved it. Obviously, it was hard for me, but I was like, you're fine. Like, okay. I knew. Like, I essentially technically had the power, but not even because, like, again, I was thinking, like, he might just not even propose because he might freak himself out. I don't know.
No, I was straight. I was straight. It was just in case, like you said, you just don't know. And even though in my heart, I felt like it was me. Like, that would have been more hurtful if I was like, giddy, you know, let's get this. She was like,
if you're standing there, like, there's a 0% chance that I get broken up with today, you're a little delulu. Like, you have to be aware that there is, like, a slight possibility. You don't know till you know.
Exactly. Correct. And it's a huge moment. It's life changing, you know? And I just want to just, it's something I could not take serious, you know? So, you know, that's why I'm struggling. Like, should I have been more like happy? But
I mean, I do wish you smiled at me.
I know, I'm
but
sorry.
But you smiled at the end, so that's what matters.
I will say, when Joe and I got engaged, I spoke first, and he was so nervous to propose to me that he couldn't look at me. And I almost stopped mid-speech to say, hello, what is going on? Can you look me in the eyeballs? And if you're going to break up with me, do it right now. Because I was getting in my head. I'm like, why won't this man look at me? Yeah. Like, I'm confessing my heart and feelings, and you're staring at the ocean? I was getting so mad.
I was also going through, I had a lot of things thrown at me in that moment.
Big day.
It was super hot. I was really sweating. I was nervous. I had a ring in my back pocket. I didn't know if she was gonna say yes. I was like, oh my god,
I sympathize
a lot with how you acted now, but I can relate to you being like, why are you being so serious?
I literally just like, please, just like, I don't know.
Give me a smile.
Like a smirk.
You know,
something.
Yeah.
Well, you got better than a smirk. You got a ring.
I did get a ring.
There we go.
There it is. It's beautiful.
You guys are good. I think you should tell them how you picked it out. I didn't even talk. We didn't even talk about rings at all this whole time.
No.
While we were like in any conversation, nothing about rings came up. But obviously, like the producers, I was like, I just want oval. Oval. I don't care how it looks, but oval. But I guess you can cut, because I was like, I always ask him, I was like, what do the other ones look like? I don't know. I still don't know to this day. But
yeah. that was, yeah, an interesting day. Again, like kind of unknowing that that's how it went. So I learned about the day before. I was like, I guess I'm picking out rings. Never really had like a lot of, I don't know, like rings. I'm always like, I don't know, you know, I'm just a guy. Yeah, I don't know shit about it. So I'm like, whatever, like rings. Like,
when I saw the rings, I was like, which one's the most expensive?
Yeah, literally. Like, that's where I was at. I was like, that's what it's going to have to be. Cause like, I don't have like knowledge. But like knowing me and like how like I can be such a meaningful person. Like Neil Lane was perfect. Cause when we got there, there was a reason and rhyme for every ring. And so he goes through each one and explains each one. And then he pulls out the first two when they're like really flashy. They're all like similar in size, but some are more flashy than others. And the other two have like all the cuts on the outside and they look great, but I'm like, I don't know. It's not speaking to me. And he pulls out the oval one and he's like, this one's great because like the diamonds are in the center, right? Like that's where it's beautiful on the outside, but the inside is where a lot of the weight and like the beauty is. And then the way he was describing it, I was like, yo, this, like, did they give him like a sheet for like who Charity is? Cause that's exactly how I would have described her. And before he even finished the other ones, I just knew that was the one. I was like, that's going to be the one. Like there's no way it gets better than that. He went through the other ones and I was like, yeah. You don't need to. We don't need to play this game. It's that one right there.
Done. It's just a never-ending fairy tale. Yeah.
That is, see, Joe.
That is see, so see romantic. Well,
when I hear that, I think that's how Neil Lane built his whole company. He's a salesman, and he sold the fuck out of you.
If he did, hey, he played me. I'm blissfully happy. He knows it. Hats off.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So what, so we are going to play a game, okay. But what, before we do that, like, yikes. Before we do that though.
It's not rapid fire, don't worry.
No, but I want to get into a little bit because I'm very curious. What is the deal with like your living situation now? Like what are the plans?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously, like we're in. So I'm currently in Charlotte. He's in Brooklyn.
So it's not gonna work. So
yeah. Yeah. So we're actually like done.
We're breaking up after this podcast.
No, but we have obviously talked about it like throughout this whole process of just like being in hiding and what's gonna like be the best case scenario for us. So yeah, we are looking to move in together soon. We don't really have like a set like date right now, but it's like in the works. So I actually, he will not be coming to Charlotte. I will be departing Charlotte. So I will be coming to him.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Nice.
Come on
in
now.
New York.
We're in New York. So I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, that's I'll awesome. Let him talk about that.
Are you staying in Brooklyn?
Yeah, let me not give your location.
Do not give your address on this podcast. last time Charity
his
was here.
His nice.
Yeah, but last time Charity was she gets her hotel room.
I know. I did. I was like, we're staying at this hotel.
Room 708.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, we'll try not to make that mistake. So ideally it would be in Brooklyn. Like, I would love to stay in Brooklyn, one, maybe two stops away from the city.
Yeah.
That's just like the sweet spot. Get a bit of culture. I feel like that's just the vibe that we're looking for. And it's just a fun place, right? Like, I feel like anytime my friends want to do something, whether we go to Manhattan, we always end up in Brooklyn because that's just where, you know, people get down. So that's the idea, hopefully. But we're also open to moving into Manhattan, but it's pretty open-ended. We're just going to see where the wind goes.
Amazing.
We stay in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. So maybe we could be neighbors.
No, I love Brooklyn. We decided we were going to move to New York. We were planning on moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah, we were really set on Williamsburg, and we ended up finding the place that we really liked in Chelsea.
Okay.
Which highly recommend checking it out. Chelsea's if you're thinking dope. About Manhattan.
Yeah, I don't know shit about New York.
Yeah.
So,
you will fall in love.
Yeah, yeah. I truly think it's like,
it's amazing.
It's the best.
It's yeah,
best.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll all go to Lucali.
Yes.
Yeah. Full circle, yeah. Baby. Yeah. I was like, y'all just wait.
There you go.
Wait, I have a question for y'all. Did y'all know? What was y'all thoughts it's after like interviewing?
Joe's like, finally someone asked me a question on this goddamn podcast.
So. You know, I was on this show too before.
You're very special, Joe. You're a lady. You're special too. What was y'all thoughts? Obviously, you talked to Joe, you talked to me, you talked to Charity.
Before. Oh, you're asking them, like, yeah. Did they think I was going to pick?
Yeah.
So,
I know y'all talked
about it. So at the beginning, so I would say majority of the season, I truly thought it was going to be you the whole time. Mm-hmm. At the end, I was like, it actually could potentially go either way, but I always thought it was you. I really did.
Yeah. That tracks with like me too.
That tracks.
Yeah. I think you picked Dotton.
I picked Dotton from the beginning.
From the beginning. Yeah. So Joe and I picked like our final four after watching episode one for fun.
Yeah, and he was in there.
And Dotton was in yours.
That's so crazy because there was no conversation besides the limo.
I know.
It was his limo. He was extremely smooth out of the
too
limo.
Smooth.
You were very, I could just tell you were able to really be yourself. Mm-hmm. And it came across, and I was like, he's a sleeper. So it was you. My top four was you, Joey, Xavier, and Tanner. I threw in there as my curveball.
And you were far
that's
off.
Really good.
No, it could have been Tanner.
Really,
it really could have been Tanner.
maybe you should have. Kidding.
We love Tanner. We should have. We so love Tanner.
I don't remember. You were not in my top four strictly because you did not have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
I was like, Dotton and her didn't even talk. What do you mean? I had Aaron B. I had Joey. I had
John B.
And then I had, I think there was another Joey.
No, you had Joe? There, like
you had Joshua.
Joshua. I threw him as like a wild card.
Josh, okay, y'all are giving full names. So I was like Josh. I'm like, Josh.
Yes. Okay. So I didn't do terrible either. But
no, you actually did really good.
Truly?
No, she did. What are you nuts? She didn't do really good. The one guy, Joshua, was gone.
Okay. That was a wild card toss. I like picked someone like.
And Aaron B doesn't count. Aaron B came back.
Aaron B definitely counts. He was top four and then again top three.
Aaron B was top four. Yes, you're right.
As soon as he said it, I was like, oh,
I will say, I don't know what week it was. It was the week
you guys had the pool party, and then the week after the pool party, you guys had a really nice, like, private chat, I think, on a group date.
Oh, the ocean side. That was, that was where.
So that chat.
The life change.
Yes. When you brought him to your bedroom.
Sure did.
So that, I was already like, oh, he's in the bedroom. All right. This is a good sign. And then past that, your conversation, I was literally like, oh my God, they're in love with each other. They are soulmates. Like, I just felt it, like, beyond.
It's crazy because you guys, like, only saw, obviously, like, a segment of that. Mm-hmm. I would, if y'all had saw the whole thing, y'all would, like, stop the show today.
Yeah.
Like, that conversation changed my life. Like,
it was an amazing conversation. Like, insane. You could feel it from that, like, 1.5, 2-minute clip of you guys. Like, Joe and I were looking at each other, like, wow, they have a crazy connection. And from that point forward,
I was like, she's definitely picking this guy.
We were like, so where's Charity and Dotton? Like, their end game. We were obsessed. If you listen to any of the podcasts, we're like, okay, yeah, this person. Okay, yeah, Charity and Dotton, they're in love. Anyway, moving on.
Next.
And then you definitely threw us for a loop in the end a little bit.
I did.
With the double I love yous, but
it's
we're
okay,
still.
I was losing my mind.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? It's a crazy experience.
Thank you.
And you are allowed to feel whatever you're gonna feel, but we were still Team Dotton all the way for you, and we are so happy to see you guys sitting here.
Thank you guys. Yay. We're happy. We're happy.
So past moving to Brooklyn and or Manhattan and or next door to us in Chelsea.
Yeah.
What are the plans? What do we have, trips booked? Do we have exciting activities that we're ready to go do?
Yeah. We're actually eloping. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We're not.
We're already married.
We are actually just gonna like kind of have like a little refresher, I guess. Just like, obviously it's like our first time like being out in public, and like we just want to like just take a trip. So we're actually just taking a little refresher to Vegas, and it's just going to be us. We have some friends that are like, will already be there, so we might meet up with them. But just, yeah, just loving and just having fun. Let loose.
That's exactly what you should do. Just right now, honestly, just have fun.
Yeah.
That's it. Should we jump into
the
game?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to play a game, and then we're going to let you guys go and live your lives without us.
Yeah.
You want to do the game? You want me to
do it?
Do
it. You do it.
All right. So this is a little newly engaged game. This is very simple. We're going to throw a question at you both, and you have to answer it at the same time. It's either Charity or Dotton. Oh, this is going to be a fun one. I'm actually excited about
this. Okay. I'm excited.
I'm
also nervous.
I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is more romantic?
Dotton.
Yeah!
Who has the cleaner car?
Charity. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. He's in New York, so guess. Yeah, Charity. Me.
Who is more organized?
Charity.
Who is more stubborn?
Charity.
Who is the pickier eater?
Dotton.
Oh, no. Are you a picky eater?
So picky.
I'm a picky eater. In progress.
In progress.
Okay. Yeah. Recovering picky eater.
What kind of picky eater are you?
Like, because I work in health, like now I can like cover my bases, but like I used to be really unhealthy. And so I used to eat like cereal and like meat. Like, so I hated veggies. I know it's funny. What a weird sound. It's like the craziest. What was I doing? And so I've worked through that. And so I'm slowly just adding things. But yeah, like I'm just super picky. Like a lot of greens I don't eat. It's super weird. It's a weird thing and it's all in my head. But
I have like, I feel like I have a very broad, like I'm not the healthiest eater, but like I have a very broad palate. So like I'm always like willing to try like new things. So slowly introducing him to things.
Telling her, please help me.
Yeah. We're getting there.
You guys have some incredible choices in Brooklyn, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes longer to get ready?
Charity. Are you kidding?
Who's the better dancer?
Oh.
Charity?
Yes.
We haven't seen each other cut up like that. Yeah.
Or we should love dance.
Yeah.
Who is the better driver?
Dotton.
Oh.
Wow.
Listen, she be.
Actually, I keep forgetting. I'm like, you haven't rode with one. No, I drove on the season, so did you. But listen, I was in a Jeep, and you were in the little. So you were like, your car is a cruiser. Like, I was in the Jeep.
I'm more talking about the you screaming at people. I'm kidding.
Charity has road rage.
Let me pull it back a little bit. It's not like bad. It's not bad intentions. It's just like.
No,
it,
I just
got to come.
This is why I'm excited to move to New York quick. Because I drive like the people in New York. I move with purpose. Like I'm a left lane driver. Like get out the way, slide wow. over.
A true New Yorker.
I'm on a mission. Okay,
girls got places to be.
Exactly.
Who is the funny one?
Dang, we both are. Like, that's insane. We both are so funny.
I'm going to say Charity.
I love
out
that.
Of respect. Yeah. Out of respect. Because, like,
I mean, really I think he's hilarious, too. Fuck, right? I am funny
Charity
as fuck.
Charity funny as fuck.
Charity, I'm glad you're humble about it. We are both so, I am hilarious.
Coming from Joe.
That is true. And I also think I'm very funny.
You are. I'll give you that.
Who's the better cook?
Don.
It's because he's a picky eater. Yeah. He's like, I got to be good at cooking what I like.
Yeah, I'm going to starve if I don't.
Who spends more time on social media?
Charity.
Who is going to take the lead on wedding plans?
Charity.
For sure.
Well, that's
yeah, you did good.
That's pretty good.
That's the game. That was fun. Yeah, that was fun. Good. Did you believe all those answers?
I believe it. I don't think anyone was lying. Do you think someone was lying?
don't start. That's
always insane. Just the
wrong. Do you believe those answers, or do we need to run it back?
Any wrong vibes from
Are they not in sync? Are they not compatible?
Did you expect? I meant to say.
Do you think she made the right choice?
I am Serena Pitt, and I approve all those answers.
Thank you, Serena.
So I got to ask one last question before we let you guys go. Have you started any wedding planning?
We actually haven't started wedding planning. We've talked about like time framing of like when we would like to like get married, which is like 2025, 2026. So that gives us like a year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. We're not trying to extend this like 17 years. I'm like, please. Yeah.
We're both ready, but we're both smart. And we just want to like enjoy what we have.
Exactly.
And, you know, still young-ish. You know, I am at least. Or she's young. I'm
we
still,
are.
I'm
we are. There.
But yeah. It's just
we're all young here.
I know, right?
But like wedding planning, that comes with a lot.
It does.
You know, we are just enjoying each other's company and what we've built and just want to build more before that special day. So
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you guys, honestly, congratulations.
Thank you.
So happy for the both of you. And to our lovely listeners, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you so much.
And make sure to tune into new episodes of Bachelor Happy Hour every week. We're going to have some really great guests on. We've got all kinds of exclusive interviews coming up. So do not forget to subscribe.
Yes. And thank you guys again. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, guys.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click be the first to try, and then select take our quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.